This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've also got Discord, the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there and get on the air with us that way. To bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in, at the end of the last hour, Melanie, you said you were going to defend Martin Shkreli, who was recently convicted of some securities fraud and apparently, like, allegedly ripping people off and moving money around that he wasn't supposed to. And anyway, he was acquitted on some counts and convicted on a few. And you called that into question by saying that, well, jurors are not competent to take on financial matters.
And they don't claim to be.
And so, therefore, just forget about prosecuting anybody who's ever done any kind of fraud. Let everybody get away with defrauding people because the government system is not the best system.
Okay, so I don't think that the government should be prosecuting anything for other reasons, and we can have that discussion, but that's a...
Meaning if somebody steals from another person, they shouldn't. There should be no prosecution because we have a government system.
Okay, but if there's also no government to prosecute that,
but we have a government today.
Okay, I understand that.
So you're talking
about... But that doesn't mean I'm going to just blanketly believe anything the government says. But that...
No, I wouldn't say you should blanketly believe.
The fact that he got convicted of fraud...
In this case, it's the jury that is saying...
Okay, the fact that he got convicted of fraud is irrelevant to me because I don't consider that good evidence that he actually committed fraud. And it's also irrelevant to everyone else because he's not in the news because he committed he was accused of committing investor fraud. He's no one cares.
Headline from UPI: judge finds Martin Shkreli responsible for $10.4 million.
I didn't
lawsuits.
Say that the fact that he committed investor fraud wasn't in the news. I said that he wasn't in the news because he committed investor fraud. Those are two different
things. You're saying, what she's saying, Daryl, is that there are other people who are committing fraud who don't get news headlines like this. He's in the news because he's Pharma Bro, which he got a, you know, there's been a bunch of hubbub about how he raised prices on some kind of life-saving medication. And I think that's where Melanie wants to take this, is what she told us during the news. She hadn't even gotten to the point of defending him yet. She's just attacking the government court system for being not the best system. And I agree with you.
I agree. It's not the best system, but as they say about democracy, it's the one that we've got.
It's the one that we've got. And to say
that, I don't know why I'm having to defend that we shouldn't trust verdicts to two anarchists right now.
Okay. I'm not saying every verdict is trustworthy or that every juror is correct or that every juror's decision is going to be correct. But to say that while we have a government that nothing should be done because of financial fraud. If somebody commits fraud against somebody, as liberty-minded people, we tend to be against fraud. So if somebody commits fraud and steals from someone or steals from a company or whatever, that they just shouldn't be prosecuted at all?
Okay, so
it's
if somebody
crazy.
Commits fraud against you and you then bring that to a court, a civil court or a criminal court or whatever, you are not wrong for that, but that does not mean that I'm going to take a fraud verdict by 12 unqualified people who never claimed to be qualified. This is not against jurors. And then take that as any kind of credible evidence. I'm not. That is completely, and it's irrelevant to me, and it's irrelevant to the people who care.
You also shouldn't listen to the judge because the judge isn't an expert in financial matters.
I'm not listening to the judge, and I don't know why.
Right, I'm just saying that, you know, in the world that I'm hearing envisioned here is that matters of fraud.
Ross Ulbricht also got convicted. Does that mean he
matters of fraud would go before expert accountants who are black belts in subtraction?
Ross Ulbricht, on day one of the trial, his attorney admitted that he created the Silk Road. I mean, so by the government's own definitions, at the very least, he was involved in the Silk Road because he admitted it in court. Now, I'm not saying he should have gone to prison. He shouldn't have. That whole trial was a farce and a sham.
To call it a kangaroo court would be offensive to courts presided over by kangaroos or even one presided over by Captain Kangaroo.
False convictions happen. I don't know why this is such a contentious issue right now. But that is the fact that he has a fraud conviction, not because I think fraud is irrelevant.
Are we talking about Martin Shkreli now?
Yes, because fraud is irrelevant, but because I think that the conviction is non-credible, is irrelevant to me in my assessment of him.
Okay. All right, let's leave it there. Now get to your next point about Martin Shkreli.
So the reason why people care about him at all or even know who he is and the reason why the internet is celebrating his conviction and mocking him for crying after being sold into slavery for 7 years is because they don't like the fact that he raised the drug prices on a drug that I can't pronounce right now.
Oh, I had it earlier, but I don't have it.
It starts with a D, but it was a drug that is prescribed to AIDS patients and some patients with some kind of parasite. So it's like a drug that you would need. So people are just kind of looking at that $750 price tag and
up
saying...
Up from $13.50.
Right, that's what it was being sold at prior to his... I don't remember if he bought the company or he bought the patent, but he bought a bunch of companies and a bunch of patents.
Daraprim is the name of the drug.
So he raised the price of Daraprim by like 7,000%. Or 10,000%. Whatever, from $7 to $7.50.
Okay.
So people are looking at that and saying $750 feels, therefore he's evil, send him to jail, I don't care what for.
Well, I mean, look, the dude shouldn't go to jail for being a jerk, but, I mean,
that's
come on.
That's not what he was convicted of. He was not convicted of anything about raising the price of the drug.
That's why people are happy about him going there. There are people right now saying, we need to remember that he wasn't, you know, convicted of raising prices. He was convicted of stealing from millionaires. And yes, that's true, but people, I'm sure there's some people that hate him for investment fraud, whether he did it or not, but the majority of people hate him for raising drug prices.
She's saying people want him to go to jail because he raised
drugs. I mean, Walter Reed didn't go to jail for falsifying evidence and being a slave driver, but that does not change the fact that I celebrated when he got convicted. So I'm not...
Hold on, wait a minute. You accepted that jury's verdict? And you celebrated over it?
I knew for a fact he was guilty of other things that aren't even necessarily crimes. I'm happy he's going to jail. That doesn't mean that the verdicts issued for what they were issued for are correct and accurate.
All right. So, Martin Shkreli, people are mad because he raised prices. And I think that seems legit, right? Like, if the company's making money at $13.50, because otherwise, why would you sell a product if you weren't making money?
Companies sell loss leaders all the time. What are you talking about?
Pill companies sell loss leaders. It's a different thing when you've got a retail. Generally, the term loss leader comes up in the retail environment where Walmart will give you a price on a...
Walmart actually sells prescription loss leaders, by the way.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's different than setting a wholesale price of $750.
Right, because Walmart also doesn't have the patent to various drugs that they then wind up saying, this is the price that you must sell it for.
So
I presume this is a patented drug.
But what happened was people saw $750, no knowledge of why that is, feels, therefore... I hate him and I hope he doesn't.
Can you empathize with the feels? I mean, because people could feel
people
like
that
he's...
use the word feels don't understand what empathy is.
No? Okay.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Do you have empathy? Can you empathize with the fact that somebody who was paying $13.50 for a medication that might be a life-saving or very convenient medication to have now have to pay $750.
But that's not how it works.
Medication.
It's the thing. So that's kind of the part that's important. So the list price for drugs, I mean, it's a list price. The fact that I'm...
Is a recommended retail price or is this the wholesale
price?
It's the price that he was selling it to insurance companies, hospitals,
so the
and probably pharmacies for, but that does not have any relation to the consumer out-of-pocket price.
Unless the consumer does not have insurance or does not qualify for some kind of program through
CVS. Yeah, it does have a relation because the insurance companies raise their prices based on what they have to pay.
Right, and they will generally pay about two-thirds of whatever the build price is. Which still, it's going to vastly up the amount that they're having to pay.
It's also the case that drug companies give away, depending on what drug it is, roughly half of the prescriptions that they not sell, because the ones they are giving away aren't selling. So they give away about an equal amount to direct consumers that they actually sell, roughly, you know, about 50%.
You're making a general statement about drug companies. Are you alleging that Shkreli's company was doing giveaways?
The Defrim or whatever it is was a 40-60 split.
They're giving away their product to whom?
To people who couldn't afford it. Or didn't have insurance.
In moments, this is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about the Pharmaceutical drug Daraprim, which was the drug that the company owned by, or it's the CEO, Martin Shkreli, had taken over back in like 2015, 2016, and then subsequently raising the price from $13.50 per pill to $750 per pill. Melanie is actually trying to defend this guy, Martin Shkreli, the so-called pharma bro who recently went to prison on a sentence of 7 years for unrelated charges, for fraud-related charges. But we're going to continue here. You're, of course, welcome to join us. And don't forget, if you've got a liberty-oriented business, or if you just have any old business and you're liberty-friendly, then you ought to put your business up on liberty.menu. It is a website that allows people like us who believe in freedom, who love the ideas of independence and ending the idea of the state, people who are individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you need to get over to liberty.menu and add your business to the list, to the map. There's a map and a list, and it's pretty slick. They've not only got business entries, but also digital media. So if you're a media creator, like I put up Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on there, for instance. And if you're a media creator, if you are, for instance, an event creator, somebody who is putting something together that others can come and join and do, there's liberty-friendly events listings there as well. It's all free, by the way, so if you got something to put up there, it won't cost you anything but the time it takes to do it, and it could bring you some new customers. And if you're a potential customer and you want to find out who in your area is libertarian-friendly, it's a great place to do that over at liberty.menu. Again, it's a pretty new site. It's still within its first year of existence, so it needs more entries. It needs more content.
Yes.
So get on over there and add your entries to liberty.menu. It is totally free to do that. All right, so Melanie, let me see if I can recount what you've said here about Martin Shkreli, the CEO, who is, I guess he's no longer the CEO of this drug company, Turing Pharmaceuticals. He's going to prison, but when he was CEO, they raised the price of a life-saving medication, or a medication that could definitely help people have a better quality of life, to $750 from $13.50. And you're saying, no big deal?
Well, it's not no big deal, but that is
because
different
because he gave
from,
some away?
Okay, so part of it is that he raised the list price. The list price, first of all, the fact that something has a list price tells you that that has nothing to do with what the actual net price is.
Well, yes, so, it does, because if a company pays $750 for a product, most of the time, they're going to want to sell it for
more
than that.
Okay, so that's not a list price, that's a wholesale price.
Okay. I thought this was a wholesale price because you had told me that this was what they were selling to the retailers.
Some of them they were.
Because you don't buy directly from the from the manufacturer when it comes to pharmaceuticals, typically.
Okay, so the list price was $750. Not all. That wasn't even. They were giving discounts as low as 50% to some hospitals, was what I could find. There were also
a 50% price break off of $750 is still way more than
$13. And it is not uncommon for pharmaceutical companies to give away a large portion of their drugs to people who can't afford them so that they can charge higher prices. And the reason why pharmaceutical companies need to do that, and depending on who you ask, you get different numbers, but the numbers are anywhere between $800 million and just under $4 billion is the cost to get a drug FDA approved.
This drug's been on market since 1953.
Right. The things you're saying here are, frankly, ridiculous. The drug was already approved, and they already built
charge,
in the cost.
You can't
Hold
charge
on.
For drugs that weren't
They had already built the
yet.
Cost into, when you put R&D into something, and you put regulatory compliance costs into something, you then decide on what the cost needs to be in the marketplace over the years to recoup those costs. Previously, before it was $13.50, this drug was a dollar per pill. So they had sold this drug for years for very, very low.
It was a dollar after this.
Let me give you some of the history here. According to CNN.com, this is a story from 2016. Here's what happened to AIDS drug that spiked 5,000%. They talk about the raise of Daraprim to $750 per pill and that Hillary Clinton was mad about it. A year later, one pill of Daraprim cost $375 now for many patients. Turing, the company that had purchased the U.S. distribution rights, as they point out here in a moment, hails this as a 50% reduction in price. But doctors are livid. The drug still costs 2,500% more than before the hike. Dr. Wendy Armstrong, medical professor at Emory University, says it remains criminal. It's still an immense financial burden for a drug that should be $1 per pill. That's a doctor saying this should be an affordable pill because it was affordable. Turing says it has put in place programs, quote, these are the ones that you're citing, to ensure access to Daraprim for every single patient who needs the drug, regardless of the ability to pay, unquote. That according to Martin Shkreli, who left the company in late 2015. But doctors say the reality is Turing has now created an expensive bureaucratic hurdle for patients to get a drug that can save their life. And now other companies appear to be following the Turing playbook. For 16 years, Dr. Armstrong has treated HIV and AIDS patients. And just last week, she was treating with a patient with HIV who developed a brain infection. That patient needed Daraprim, but the hospital ran out of the drug in the middle of the treatment. Patients typically need 2 to 3 Daraprim pills per day for weeks or months. Dr. Armstrong requested more pills and immediately received a call from the hospital's pharmacy. They told her the order for more Daraprim would have to go through the hospital review committee because it's so expensive. It's a tough situation for the doctor, who remembers when Daraprim only cost $1 per pill. Remember, you need 2 to 3 of these per day, typical patients, for weeks or months. You do the math. That price was $1 per pill until 2010. When Core Pharma bought the rights to market and distribute Daraprim in the United States from GlaxoSmithKline. Core Pharma soon hiked the price to $13.50 per pill and watched its revenues climb. In 2015, Core Pharma then sold that same set of U.S. rights for Daraprim to the Turing Corporation, who then raised the price to $750 per pill. So in the span of 5 years, Melanie, you have two companies raising the price by thousands of percents in total, and you're standing there trying to say that, oh, well, they gave away some of them to some patients, and so therefore it's totally fine
okay,
to
medical
just rape
prices
people.
People who go in uninsured do not pay list price. Insurance companies don't pay list price. The list price is not the price. That's why they call it a list price instead of just things
are
that don't have list prices.
List
nobody's
price
like, oh, the list price for bread is $1.50 because bread doesn't have a list price.
What is a list price? Are you saying that's the manufacturer's suggested retail price?
You're saying that the list price and the retail price are two different things, and it's not a manufactured suggested price, and it's not the sticker price, it's not the wholesale price, it's just some other kind of thing.
You have not made that clear.
Okay, a list price is a stated price so that it can be adjusted up or down, I guess, for... If you walk into a car lot and the sticker, it's like a sticker price. It's the official price.
So you're saying it's the suggested retail price? Because products on a retail market have a suggested retail price, and they have a wholesale price. And I'm not saying
some things have a list price if there's a system of bureaucracy that makes it beneficial to be dishonest about what the price actually is.
What are you saying the price is wholesale of these things?
She doesn't know. It depends because it has a list price. That's what.
Well, whatever it is, the hospital's saying these are too expensive. We need to send this to a special board to get approval. That tells me there's a serious problem with the pricing here.
It tells me there's
the
single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to control the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, I did mention earlier tonight, Melanie is a tax accountant professional, and she does bookkeeping work and will help you prepare your taxes for that dreaded day, which is coming up about 4 weeks from now. You can go to tax.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can get in touch directly with Melanie. Tax.freetalklive.com will forward you to her website with contact information. How's everything going so far? Are things picking up as you roll a little closer to April?
A little bit busy right now with some partnerships and S-Corps. That's coming up this Thursday.
What's this Thursday?
The deadline for partnerships and S-Corps.
Oh, it's different for individuals as it is for corporations?
Yes.
See, I don't know anything about taxes. This is why you need Melanie to help you out, because she knows this stuff.
Yes, and then after that I have some stuff to do, and I kind of expect to get some more people, some more individual returns before April. So a little bit busy, probably will be more so later on.
So don't delay. Get in touch with Melanie and get her on board. She's an anarchist. She hates the state so much that she even rejects the state's court system's jury decisions, as we heard earlier tonight. So she will not She will do everything she possibly can to make sure the state gets as little of your money as possible. You can guarantee that. Go to tax.freetalklive.com to get in touch with her. Now, I did look, and Daryl, you've also done some digging here on this list price confusion here, because Melanie, it doesn't seem like you're crystal clear on what the list price is
I didn't think that was something I needed to explain, so
been clear, so we need to know, because the claims are all that this Martin Shkreli guy raised the price of Daraprim from $13.50 to $750, and the way the news reports make it sound is that's the retail price, sort of the going retail price of this particular pill. And, in fact, some doctors say they remember when it was a dollar. Now, you're saying that you believe that the retail value is actually lower or could be lower in certain cases based on whatever.
Right. So let me give the info that I found.
And before you do that, I did search for, you know, what can I pay right now for Daraprim. According to GoodRx.com, Costco will charge you $4,477 for six of them. Hannaford, also same price. Price Chopper, a little more expensive. Kroger Pharmacy, more expensive. Shaw's, more expensive. So at $44.77 for six, that's about $746 per pill. Now, go ahead, Daryl, with what you found out.
Yeah, so there's a much larger article here from Newsweek talking about how prescription drugs actually get their price, and it's tied in with Medicare, Medicaid, insurance reimbursements, etc. And there's a section that says pricing and reimbursements are entangled. Drugs may ultimately have several different prices, but the first one is the list price, which comes from the manufacturer. The list price is not necessarily the price that most people pay. In some cases, hardly anyone may actually pay it, but it is the price that serves for the basis for all subsequent calculations.
Right, so you get a discount off the list price.
Correct. So if, say, the insurance company says, we will pay 80% of the list price, they're paying 80% of $750 per pill. So the list price does affect what the actual price is.
And it's still a lot more than $13.50. And, you know, Melanie, you just sit there and act like this is no big deal because
saying it's no big deal, but the problem isn't.
You're defending it.
The problem is the FDA and the medical system, no doubt. Everything else.
There's no doubt. The fact that he's got a patent, and I think that's where Jay Noon wants to weigh in here on the AMP lines, the fact that he has the benefit of the government's monopoly privileged system of patenting.
He doesn't have a patent. The drug is in the process. It's in that sphere to where generics could be made of it. Any company could petition the FDA to approve their generic version, but nobody has done that.
But still, patents do protect these things for a period of time, and that means that people like him can just arbitrarily, with no competition to check him, raise prices dramatically. Anyway, go ahead, Jay. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from New Hampshire.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I got a few comments to make on this. I'll get into the patent enforcement thing in a second here, but, like, for example, I've had a hay business for like 20 years, and literally from like 1999 to about 2009, I was definitely probably one of the biggest players in the hay industry for basically Massachusetts. So, you know, I had four or five trucks going. I was working 100 hours a week myself. I had like seven guys working for me, and I was, you know, there was years when I moved 300,000 to 400,000 bales of hay between hiring guys and broker and hay. It was just insane. I actually.
Wow.
So one thing I would do is, like, I had a customer who was a multimillionaire, and I charged him $14 a bale for his hay to put in his barn in Cape Cod. His neighbor a mile down the road was a woman that was a single mother, had a couple kids, had a few horses in the backyard. She paid $5 a bale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that guy found out about that. He went berserk on me.
Wow.
You know, basically, like, you know, if he could, he would have took some kind of action against me, you know? So I'm not saying what this guy, Mark Schmuckatelli or whatever his name is, did was, right. But I don't want government to have the ability to say he can't do that.
And the government didn't say that, just to be clear. The government didn't say he couldn't do that. He was within his legal rights to do it. But that doesn't mean it was right to do it.
Right, but there are people who are advocating all over social media that this guy should be imprisoned or have his wealth stripped from him because he did jack up the price of this specific drug he had a patent on.
Well, obviously there are people who are going to go to the government and complain and cry when somebody does something they don't like.
Right, and even though this guy was convicted of some securities fraud, I don't think he should go to prison for that because that means that his victims just have to pay to feed, house, and clothe him. If he anything, he should be forced to become a fry cook at Wendy's and work for minimum wage.
It almost sounds like he made his victims whole. I don't. I say almost sounds like that. I don't really know.
What I read was that he was ordered to make payments of fines to the government. I don't know what the accuracy of that is because sometimes reporters who are there will get confused between fines and
restitution. But in some places, restitution goes to the government, and then the government distributes it.
Jay, anything else?
Yeah, that too. So anyways, but the biggest issue that I think we really need to focus on, especially as being, libertarians, the thing that I focus on with this particular case is the fact that, you know, me and Daryl and Mark and Melanie couldn't get together and start a compounding operation and start just manufacturing this substance that's been around for, 60 years and but all these things are just made out of simple compounds that are just compounded. In fact, my stepmom's a pharmacist and she worked in a compounding pharmacy for years. And, she told me she could make this literally for like $3 just going and gathering and ordering online certain ingredients. When this came out a few years ago was one of the things she said. I said, let's do that and sell them on eBay. She's like, oh yeah, we'll get raided. We'll go right to prison, even if nobody got hurt, even if there was no complaint, just the fact that, we have this men with guns protecting these corporations or protecting whoever holds whatever patent. The fact that the free market can't operate.
It's not a patent. It has the effect of, because the FDA ultimately has to approve anything, even if it is a generic.
Oh, really?
And nobody has ever asked the FDA for approval to make a generic version of this.
The reason for that is because it costs so much money and nobody wants to apply because there are very few people who use this drug.
I see. So basically,
that brings it back around to where if all of us talking here decided to start a business and just started, selling things online, eBay or Amazon or whatever, because we didn't ask the FDA, we didn't ask the government for permission to do this, something that's already proven and been accepted by doctors for a half a decade, men with guns are coming after us. So whether it's a patent or if it's just getting permission from a bureaucracy, still,
it's the government that has
the hand.
Yeah.
And in defense of the bureaucrats, they'll shut you down for selling lemonade without a permit, too.
Jay, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that this Shkreli guy, Martin Shkreli, the pharma bro who's going to prison now for 7 years, he's not going to prison, by the way, for raising the price on the drug. He was within his legal rights as a CEO to do that, but that doesn't make it right what it was that he did. Just because something is legal for someone to do doesn't necessarily mean that it's moral or a good thing to do or is going to result in positive feelings in the marketplace. And ultimately, how people feel about you in the marketplace will affect whether or not they're willing to spend money on you. Unfortunately, Shkreli and his company had an exclusive deal to distribute a product that is protected by the violence of the state.
Well, they had a ridiculously expensive license that anyone could buy is what they had.
Okay.
And that is different than a government-granted monopoly. It has some of the effects of a government-granted monopoly, but if anybody can go buy this license for $800 million or $2.7
billion, you mean the license
whatever,
to have exclusive distribution of Daraprim in the United States? What license are you talking about?
The FDA approval to say that you can manufacture this drug.
They were exclusively distributing it in the United States. Right, they were exclusively distributing it because no one had requested the ability
to distribute
a generic version of it.
And the reason for that was because you have to jump through the FDA's hoops to get approval for that.
Right, and that's what Melanie was referring to as the really expensive license.
Yeah, okay. But it's still the government protecting him, because if you didn't have to apply for that license, then anybody would be able to get into the game.
At the same time, if you didn't have to apply for and yes, you should not have to apply for that license, clearly.
Right.
But because you do have to apply for that license, that also means that when these drugs have to be upgraded, and this one did, that you have to spend that same amount of money again to upgrade a drug that very few people use, which means there's very few people to spread that cost around to. He had a history of running companies and running projects to develop drugs where very few people wanted or very few people needed to use them, so nobody wanted to invest in them because there wasn't going to be a profit. So,
what do you mean there's no profit? I mean, they've been selling these drugs for a dollar a piece until 2010.
Yeah, but it's clearly not like aspirin where a lot of people use it. There is,
if there right, was, this is a drug gonna, where, according to various sources that I found, less than 2,000 people per year are prescribed this. The yep. average dose is 100 pills. Which means that you go for, you've That's got a toxoplasmosis infection, you need 100 pills of Daraprim to treat that, you're now out $75,000.
That's for a month.
Asterisk, unless you're able to wind up getting various discounts through your insurance.
But even still, it's
going to
be way
things.
More than a dollar a pill, which yes. is what these were.
It's going to be way more than $13 right. a pill.
So, again, you know, he's being protected by the state. That's the reason why he's able
but
to do
he's
this.
Raising and the prices so that then he can pay the state to manufacture the upgrade.
Okay, well, that's the first time I've heard that claim, because according to
yeah,
this story...
Yeah, because it's more fun to say, oh, he's richer than me, he's crying
no,
for it.
No, according
it so
to this
funny?
Story, Daraprim still only costs a dollar or $2 a pill abroad. Touring only has the
Lots
U.S. rights to distribute
abroad.
It.
That's why I buy meds from India all
Hold
the time.
Hold on. Is Touring manufacturing this, or are they just distributing it? Because they're saying here that they have the U.S. rights to distribute it. So your claim that Touring is using the money to upgrade the drug, I don't think is true. I mean, I don't know if there's any truth to that.
What I read said that they were manufacturing it, but even if they're not, that doesn't mean that they're not going to develop the upgrade.
What upgrade is needed to this drug?
She has
no
idea.
People, well, yeah, because I'm not a...
We're all just going
on
things we've heard
here.
People
were saying.
It sounds like BS to me, because if you can still go get the same drug in other countries for a dollar to $2 per pill...
Other countries don't need FDA approval.
But they've got their own version.
They had FDA approval.
Okay, so I don't...
The drug was already approved by the FDA and was being sold at a dollar a pill.
In 1953.
I don't buy it that another approval is going to all of a sudden require $750 per pill. That just doesn't fly with me. But going on here, Turing, again, only has U.S. rights to distribute. Doctors around the world have flooded Dr. Aberg, who's one of the people that commented in the story here at CNN, with offers to send her supplies from other countries. Quote, it's not illegal what they've done at Turing, but it's unethical and immoral. This is affecting patient care, according to the doctor. At hospitals trying to keep down costs, doctors have been discouraged from using Daraprim. Dr. Aberg says her team used to prescribe it about 5 times a month. Now they're down to using it once, if that. They've turned to alternatives that aren't nearly as well tested with unknown side effects. She says, quote, that doesn't make patients feel confident. It doesn't make us feel confident. The main ingredient in Daraprim is now available compounded with another drug. Imprimis Pharmaceuticals sells this alternative compound for $1 per pill. So let's be clear. There is something out there. It sounds like it's slightly different, and it's not stated exactly the name here. There's an article about that. Express Scripts partners with maker of a dollar Turing pharmaceutical. Yeah, Imprimis Pharmaceuticals just found a backer. This is from December of 2015. Just found a backer to distribute its $1 alternative to Daraprim, the infection-fighting drug whose price was hiked 5,000%. Express Scripts, a major manager of prescription drugs, said it will be offering patients
okay, so if it's an infection,
drug.
Then it's an antibiotic or effectively an antibiotic, and those expire...
It's an anti-parasite
viruses, right,
drug.
Right. Viruses, parasites, and bacteria evolve. So you need to, they need to be developed constantly. It's not like a broken bone where once
Here's
you figure out how
that's
to
developed
do it, then
a
now we know.
Competitor for a dollar per pill. I mean, the fact that you continue to defend this, I think, is pretty ridiculous, but we'll continue here. So, again, the alternative, the competitor, is being sold for a dollar per pill, and they obviously got FDA approval at that price point, too. Turing has made a big deal about its programs. This is what you brought up earlier, Melanie, that they've created to reduce costs for patients. For instance, they say the drug is available for free to people with deep financial needs. But Dr. Aberg has watched her patients have to jump through the hoops to get it. Patients have to both prove financial need and health status, something that's difficult to focus on when their lives are in danger. In June, one of her patients gave up on the process. That patient then switched therapies entirely, only to suffer a negative side effect.
The application also requires patients to sign broad disclosures, quote, to use and disclose all of my individually identifiable health information. Dr. Aberg says some patients, especially with HIV and AIDS, are hesitant to do that. So you got to jump through a bunch of paperwork hoops. You've got to basically give them Facebook-level control over your information, essentially granting them your health details and being able to completely license them to use it. Maybe they want to make an advertisement about you or something like that. They can do that, and then they'll consider giving it to you for
okay,
free.
Okay, so how are they supposed to fund R&D? How are pharmaceutical companies supposed to fund R&D?
They funded it at $1 per pill, Melanie, it's, for years.
Okay, it's a pill that kills a living thing, a living microbe, yeah. Which microbes are tiny. They evolve quickly. They need to be yeah. updated. There are multiple people saying this one needed
well,
to be updated.
Well, then they managed to update it over the years and keep the cost at $1 per pill. I mean, I just don't understand how you can think that all of a sudden it needs to go up to $750 to fund more R&D. I mean, I'm not running the company, so I don't know, but you don't know either. And looking at those price points, I can completely understand why, especially even professionals, this isn't just your average Facebook, you know, user hammering out an angry post.
Okay, doctors are not economists.
We're talking about doctors. We're talking about doctors who have seen the prices of these pills and know what they should cost.
They've known what they've costed historically. Yeah. Doctors are not economists. I mean, neither are any of us.
Is Martin Shkreli an economist, or is he just a CEO of a company?
Yeah, he could just be an a-hole. I mean, he doesn't necessarily need to know anything about economics to be a CEO.
Okay, so when a pharmaceutical company sells an antibiotic and then that bacteria evolves or that parasite or that virus, they should just sit back and say, well, we already paid the FDA $800 million, which is on the low end of the estimates to get an approval for this drug, but now we need a new one. We're not going to develop it because we can't get any money anyhow.
So what you're saying is they develop a new drug, so it would be called something else. It wouldn't be called Daraprim. Right? It would be like Daraprim
okay,
2.
Yeah, okay.
Daraprim B. Daraprim 19.
You can't just go to the FDA and say, I'll give you that 800 mil 10 years from now once I recover it. That's not how it works. That's
I
not how anything
that.
Works.
That's why they have money to invest in things like this. It's not like this pharmaceutical company.
And where does the money come from? All
it's not like
the
this pharmaceutical company has no
prices.
Money. It's not like they don't have any money sitting in a bank account to which they can pay for regulatory
okay,
things.
Okay, corporations don't just have magical bank accounts of money that come from nowhere. You're arguing like a fiscal
no, it doesn't.
Justice.
I'm not
like,
saying it comes from nowhere.
Ridiculous. It
you
comes from
save
product
the
prices.
Money, Melanie. When you take money in, you take some of the money that you are earning on the revenue of each of these sales and you put it
but
into R&D.
But they weren't doing that because it's a disease that very few people get or a condition that very few people get.
I'm saying they
so
weren't
nobody,
saving any money for R&D. So this company has no money for R&D. And that they're just going to raise it from a bunch
and
of poor people?
They're selling prices for a dollar a pill. No, they're not raising R&D.
You know
for
they probably have other pills
line.
That they distribute, right? Like, it's not just this one pill that they're dealing with. If you are taking money in at retail sales and you're not putting money into R&D, you're running a piss-poor company. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.